Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Studio A this morning, again with my guest talking about the San Juan Health Council. We have the chairman of the San Juan Health Council with us this morning. Rick Griffiths is here. Good morning, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Great to have you here. Also joining us this morning, Amanda Evans is here from the San Juan County Partnership. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to KSJE.
It's great to be here.
Good to have both of you here this morning to talk a little bit about the Health Council. And of course, KSJE has been a big partner, I think, with the Health Council, providing these monthly segments to give updates to the community about all the work that you all are doing, and we're glad to be a partner with you, so thank you for that. Let's get started by talking with Rick a little bit about your involvement as chair of the Health Council. Your other job is with New Mexico State University, of course.
Yes.
And so talk to me a little bit about your involvement. What got you involved?
I got involved with the Health Council when I first came to Farmington about 8 years ago, as starting with NMSU and getting involved in the community there as part of my role as the Family Consumer Science Agent. Our kind of job is to try and bring the knowledge of the university out into the community, provide research-based education, and also to work with the community in different aspects to try and support and grow the community. And so I got involved with the Health Council. Was one of those where I was told, you know, hey, this is a great group to meet a diverse section of the community working in health and wellness, and have been involved for the last 8 years as we've kind of gone through some different projects and paths. And it's been a great opportunity to really get to know a lot of different organizations in the community that's working in the health and wellness space, as well as individuals that are passionate about health and wellness, and to really kind of be able to build connections within that community. And so I think that's the great part about our community, is that we do have a great collaboration here, and we have a culture of working together, and a culture of health in our community. And so that's what we're just really trying to promote and grow with the Health Council. And just kind of over the course of time, I've gotten more involved, and probably about a year and a half ago now, they drew the short straw and got named chairman.
So then it was your turn, I guess.
I think it was. Yeah.
Well,
So We're trying to put together different ways that we can engage with the community and promote health and wellness, and really just let everyone know the great opportunities that we have within our community, and promote that culture of health.
Very good. And I know Amanda and I have talked numerous times about the definition of health and wellness, as you mentioned, and there's a lot of things that kind of can be under that broad umbrella and really cover a lot of different things in a community.
You know, I think that's one of the things that, as we have moved through, we're really recognizing and understanding just how broad that definition of health is. When I went to school back in the day, we were very, in fact, part of my background is studying nutrition and those kinds of things, and we kind of had lanes for each different section, and I think it's great that today we can really recognize how everything interfaces, whether it is how your personal finance affects your health, how your emotions affect your health, how all of those different things, your physical activity, spirituality, being in the outdoors affects your health. So there are just so many aspects. I think that's the great part about our community, is that we have so many things going for us to promote our health and wellness, that we've got a lot of opportunity within our community.
Very true, very true. Well, and even the idea of being able to find a place to live, or
yeah,
get from one place to another if I need to get to school or to work or transportation.
Absolutely.
Those are all health-related and healthy community issues.
Absolutely. All of that plays a big role into, what are we achieving our health goals. And we have to recognize that everything in our community really works together to build that culture of health.
Very true. Very true. Amanda Evans, let me bring you into the conversation too, a little bit about Rick, of course, and his leadership as chair of the San Juan Health Council and some of the things that you guys have been working on and will be working on. And just remind us a little bit about the scope of the Health Council.
Sure. I've been working with the Health Council for almost 16 years now as the coordinator. We've been lucky. The San Juan County Partnership has been the fiscal agent for that time and been able to allow me to work and help people like Rick as the chair, and we have a core team that works with him, and then we have our monthly meetings. And so all these organizations come together every month through different avenues, different meetings, committees, things like that, to address health in different ways. And so we've had a lot of discussions. That's how we ended up with a spot on your show about 10 years ago, was we were looking at how do we get all these positive things that are going on in the community out and make that knowledge more known, because we do have so many resources here that people don't always know about. And so we started this, we call it the Positive Wellness Campaign, just because we do want to focus on really the positives, because so many times we hear the negative statistics around health, and we do need to address those. That's some of what we work on in the meetings, but we want to make sure that, you know, the organizations that are really making a difference in our community are being put out there and share that information.
Right, right. Very true. And Rick, I know, I mean, when we talk about New Mexico State, you do a lot. That organization does a lot in the community that I still think a lot of folks don't know what the Extension Service does, and people like you do in the community, and Bonnie Hopkins and all the rest. And there's a lot of things that are going on maybe behind the scenes that isn't always readily available or visible.
Yeah, we do a lot. And I think, you know, there are certain, depending on kind of where you are in the community, different things that you may know the Extension Office for. A lot of people know the Extension Office for the 4-H program, but some people don't. Some people, you know, don't recognize that the NMSU Extension does administer the 4-H program for our county. We've got an outstanding agent that does a lot of leadership with our youth and working in those different aspects. A lot of people think that 4-H is animals only, and I try and tell people, no, there's a whole other side of 4-H that is in the family consumer science realm about health and wellness and living healthy and doing all of those other things. So, you know, there's 400 different projects there. Some people know Bonnie Hopkins and the work she does around promoting in our agriculture community.
Right.
We just opened up the Growing Forward Farm that we're have an opportunity to really try and help build the agriculture community from the ground up there. But we also are expanding our programming in on that area as well. Now that it's had a year or two to kind of really get its feet underneath it, we're starting to harvest. We're starting to bring in some nutrition programs, things of that nature. Under my program, in the family consumer science areas, we cover basically, you know, a lot of different things from personal finance, health and wellness. A big part of my job is food safety. If anybody has any food safety questions, things of that nature, canning questions, also doing canning classes, things of that kind of aspect. You know, there's a lot, we do a lot of food safety on the restaurant side, but, mm-hmm. you know, not many people are kind of, you know, pay attention to that home food safety. And the reality is that's where the majority of foodborne illnesses come from, is from the home. We don't want to admit it. So, you know, we say it must have been that restaurant I ate at last week.
Right.
We don't want to say it was dinner last night, the
right.
poison the family.
Not grandma's meatloaf or something.
Yeah,
right.
So, you know, food safety becomes a big part of that as well. You know, so we just do a number of different things. I've got another program under me that, you know, some people may recognize, the ICANN program, Ideas for Cooking and Nutrition, where we have a full-time educator that goes around the county and does nutrition programs for various groups, schools, community centers, senior centers, and teaches on, you know, how to eat healthy, incorporating more fruits and vegetables. We just transitioned from our longtime educator, Katrina Uptain, who's been very popular within the community, to a new educator, Jamie Ortiz, who's going to do an amazing job at that. So we've got that program going around the community. So yeah, we're involved in a number of different things. And then we also do a lot of things that people don't realize in community development, working with different community organizations and trying to provide support for them, trying to provide help for them as they grow and expand and do great things in the community part. That's, you know, working with the Health Council. I also work with the Tibbetts All Abilities Foundation in developing the Boundless.
Boundless just changed adventure. A little bit.
I was going to say, I believe it's Boundless Journeys Adventure.
There you are. Yes, sir.
I was going to say, the name just changed.
That's right. But very exciting project.
An amazing project. And, you know, that's one of those where, you know, again, kind of got involved with it, with the idea of, you know, this is a great idea that if we put a lot of time and energy in, might come together, and it's come together faster than anybody, I think, has dreamed that it possibly could, and we're very excited about the groundbreaking that's going to be happening in the near future. So, you know, the Extension Office does a lot of different things that people may or may not be aware of. We have a small staff, but we really do try and get out and be involved. And I think that people, you know, sometimes know is, you know, we're very small here. You know, we've got a team of six people here in the community. We're actually going to expand that to probably 10 within the next 6 months. But we do have the backing of the entire university, and that's the thing is, you know, we're here to be, you know, the front door of New Mexico State University and bring all of the resources of the university to the community, and so that's what we try and do.
Very good, and that's what I have found, too, I think, when dealing with anyone from the Extension Service, is that if you don't have an answer or maybe not readily available, you have resources and contacts at the university or beyond to get the information whatever the person is looking for.
Absolutely, and that's one of the big things with Extension is, you know, we may not have, you know, the answer to every question you're gonna call and ask us, but we also are very curious, and when you ask us a question we don't know, we have to find the answer, or it'll drive us crazy.
Right. Right.
And we have a lot of PhDs on speed dial that we can call and find those answers. So, you know, that's the great thing about it is that, you know, we do have connections with the university and with all of the professors back there, so that, you know, when there is an issue that, you know, we can try and help address in the community, you know, we can kind of be that liaison. But when it is something we need to bring an expert in, we can go back to the university and pull their resources in to benefit the community.
Very good. True. And if I'm not mistaken, all the things that you are talking with us about that are offered by the Crawford Extension Office are either low cost or no cost to community members?
Absolutely. You know, we're funded through a very unique funding structure. We receive federal money through the USDA and the Farm Bill. We receive state money, and then we also are supported by our county government. We have a very supportive county government, county council, that makes sure that we have the resources that we need. And so because of that, because we are, you know, a government entity, you know, we're able to provide all those resources, you know, to the community, you know, without the charge to the community in most cases. Some of them, you know, depending on the thing, there may be a small cost related to it. But, you know, our goal is to just, you know, try and build the community and really be that connection with the university, bring and improve the lives. Our mission is to improve the lives of New Mexicans through research-based information. And, you know, so that's what we try and do.
Very good. Very good. And that sounds kind of similar to me to maybe the mission of the Health Council. Mm-hmm. They seem to certainly have similar goals.
Absolutely.
And that would make sense of your involvement with that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that, you know, is the great part about what we do at the Extension Office is that, you know, we recognize that, you know, it can't be done by one person. You've got to have a team. And, you know, and so that's the great part about our community as well, is there's a lot of collaboration among all entities, you know, and it's great that we have the collaboration between NMSU and San Juan College and, you know, you know, all of the members of the Health Council, that we can really kind of work together to build the community, to create great things rather than us trying to operate in silos.
Right. Very true. And Amanda Evans, I know there's always room at the table of the San Juan Health Council for more members, more collaboration and things like that. Your meetings are always open to new folks who want to learn more about what you do.
Yes, they're completely open to the public. We meet the third Thursday of each month at 3 p.m. We're actually down right now at the PMS community room, the Marion Oil and Gas community room. So we have lots of space.
At the Community
space.
Health Center,
yes.
Is where that is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have lots of space to add as many tables and chairs as we almost need, and would love to have more people show up.
Very good. And again, a lot of the meetings that you have or the meetings that you do have, the regular meetings, there's a lot of discussion about collaboration, about resources and things that are available, things maybe that are needed. That's kind of how the meetings go, or you tell me.
Yeah, so we do, a lot of times we have a presentation. So we bring in an organization that may be new to the area or people haven't heard about as much and try to share information. What's great is when those kind of meetings, we had someone a few months ago that was a brand new organization to the community came in and they presented on their organization. And then we just had a brainstorming session around like how, what resources do they need help with? They needed some ideas for their clients. And so we were able to, you know, people just start firing off like, this is who you should talk to about this. And this is a program you can get connected with. So that's really what it is about, making those connections. We work with the partnership on doing the needs assessment that they're putting out right now, the questionnaires. So we're trying to help promote that and get some information back from the community in this post-COVID world of what are the needs, what are the concerns from the citizens in San Juan County. And so we're trying to encourage people to fill out that survey and get some resources so that might influence our work in the coming year.
Very good. And Rick, I want to ask you a little bit too, as your role as chair, you know, what are your goals for the future of the Health Council? Where do you see things going as we get ready for a new year?
You know, I think we've got a lot of opportunity right now to try and bring people together. And I think that's really kind of where we're looking at for the next year is, you know, how do we bring more people into the Health Council? How do we engage with the community in a better way? I think one of the things that we're kind of struggling with right now and is really kind of that is, this is Amanda kind of mentioned, you know, what is the best way to reach our community in a post-COVID world. And so, you know, that's kind of what we're really looking at is, you know, is how do we take the message of health and wellness? How do we broaden that into our community? How do we expand that culture of health and wellness? You know, we've got a lot of great opportunities right now. You know, some of the things that we've been talking with at the, you know, different levels is, you know, the opportunities of health and wellness and promoting health and wellness and how they correlate with outdoor recreation and with the Outdoor Recreation Initiative. And, you know, that's a project that's really picking up steam. You know, we're seeing a lot more engagement within outdoor recreation in our community. And how do we make sure, you know, that those two kind of are aligned? Because, you know, outdoor recreation is such a huge part of health and wellness, you know, and so we want to make sure, you know, that we're reaching that space is reaching us, you know, and so I think that's probably one of the things that we're looking at, you know, especially as we do kind of really move into, you know, the time frame that we're in is how have things changed? How do we make sure that we're reaching the entire community? And, you know, are we doing the outreach to bring as many different organizations in as possible? I think, you know, we've really, as a health council, we have had a very traditional membership of health, health-based organizations within
traditional
our community.
Type of health-based.
Traditional, yeah. Health organizations.
Right.
And, you know, and really kind of trying to expand beyond that and bring those other organizations that are engaged in those kinds of things, but they may not necessarily have that in their title or do that, you know, or think of themselves in that regard, but they are fundamental to our whole health. And so, you know, it's really kind of that idea of how do we expand this organization, bring more people in, engage the entire community.
Got you. That outdoor recreation part, certainly we've seen a lot and heard a lot from the city, the county, even the state, getting involved mostly from a tourism standpoint, but I think it's really important to remember that locals will benefit from these things as well. If we add a new pool or a new golf course or a new hiking trail or bike trail, locals can enjoy that as well.
Absolutely. You know, there are so many different opportunities that we have to get out, to be active, and that we need to be able to take advantage of that ourselves. And so, you know, that's kind of the thing that we need, you know, is kind of looking at that holistic aspect of health and engaging, you know, across the board. You know, there's so much research that's coming out about, you know, just the benefit of being active outdoors and being in nature and what that does to our personal health to our mental health. And so I think, you know, engaging that aspect of health and wellness will be very important for us moving forward.
Right. For folks who are maybe listening to us this morning or watching us this morning that maybe have thought about getting involved with the Health Council or still not sure what the Health Council does, what's your message to them?
You know, the best thing to do is, you know, come and visit us at our monthly meetings on the third Thursday, as Amanda mentioned, there at the PMS Community Center in the Marion building. You know, that's the best place. It's a very welcoming group. You know, we always love to have new people there. You know, come and tell us what your interests are and, you know, kind of, you know, what you're looking to. And you don't have to be partnered with an organization to be a part of that. We love to just have citizens come that want to learn more about what's going on in their community and want to be engaged more in their community. Is a great way to, you know, this is a great way to find out what's going on and to just be a part of the overall team.
Very good. Learn more about what's happening. In addition to this program, we hope that a lot of folks will share what we're talking about to kind of get the word out as well, to let folks know the work of the Health Council. Amanda Evans, I know there's a lot of talk in the community about mental health and more resources for mental health. I know that's probably something that the Health Council is looking at too.
Yeah, so for a long time, we used to have a different group that focused on behavioral health called the Local Collaborative, and that had funding through the state, and that's come back. So we've gathered a little bit of funding through that to really start possibly a committee on behavioral health issues. And I know some of that's already going on in other groups, but really what we want to do is kind of bring that collaboration piece in, not to step on toes and take over any projects, but more like how do we connect all these groups so that we're not duplicating or siloing or all these things. So that's really the conversation right now, is how do we make behavioral health a bigger piece in the community and how do we bring partners together?
Right. Very good. And of course, all of this with the backdrop of other health councils around the state doing work in their communities, but because they're locally based, they can really fine-tune what they're talking about.
Yes, we're one of the few states that have a system like this where we have state-sponsored health councils, or I say sponsored, but health-funded.
Right.
Through the Department of Health, we received some funding. And so because a lot of states have public health offices in every county, and our state is not like that. We're lucky here in San Juan County we do, and there's other counties that do, but not every county does. But every county does have a health council. I don't remember the last count, but we have every county has a health council, as well as we have multiple tribal health councils.
Nice.
And so all of those, we actually have a statewide collaborative called the New Mexico Alliance of Health Councils that also meets to work on statewide goals, but then each council has their own priorities because each county is so different.
Very good. Well, again, thank you both for coming in this morning to share the work that you do with the San Juan Health Council. Rick, again, if folks would like to come, they can come to the meetings.
Absolutely.
Every month, right?
Yeah, and if they need more information, contact Amanda at the partnership. And
there you go.
She's a great resource. You can contact me at the extension office as well.
Okay.
And we can get you more information.
Very good. Amanda, would you mind sharing your contact information for folks this morning?
Sure. My direct number is 566-5877. Or you can also reach me at my email, which is evansa@sjcpartnership.org.
All right. Very good.
We do have a health council email.
Oh, right. Yeah, we do. So it's SJHC.
San Juan Health Council.
At sjcpartnership.org.
Okay.
And we have a Facebook page as well, San Juan Health Council.
You can reach out through there.
Yep.
Very good. And Rick, just if folks would like to reach out to you, or maybe reach out to you as you're wearing your NMSU hat, what's the best way to reach you?
Absolutely. You can reach me at the San Juan County Extension Office. Our number is 505-334-9496. That's 505-334-9496. I've been told I say that really fast a lot of times.
There you go. So you're that's all right.
And your office
is in Aztec.
Our offices are in Aztec. We are in the county complex. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be having a new office built very soon. So we're very appreciative of the county for that.
That's exciting.
That is very exciting. And then my email is rickgrif@nmsu.edu.
Okay.
So that's rickgrif@nmsu.edu. And yeah, happy to help people in any way we can.
Very good. Thank you for coming in. Thank you both for coming in this morning with us and talking a bit about the San Juan Health Council. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for having us.
Good to
Thank
see you.
You
bet. My guest this morning here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.